This is the Sadbal Murli of the 20th of March, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to become charitable souls, remember the One Father. It is only by having remembrance that the alloy will be removed from you and you souls will become pure. Question. Which awareness should you have so that you never become confused about anything? Answer. The awareness of this drama. Whatever is taking place, it is predestined. Nothing will be created now. The eternal drama continues to turn. There is no need to be confused about anything in this. Some children say, I don't know whether this is my last, my 84th birth or not, and become confused. Baba says, don't be confused. Make effort to change from a human into a deity. Om Shanti. You children know the meaning of Om Shanti, that I am a soul and that the original religion of myself, the soul, is peace. I, the soul, am an embodiment of peace, a resident of the land of peace. Continue to make this lesson firm. Who is explaining this to you? Shiv Baba. It is Shiv Baba whom you have to remember. He doesn't have a chariot of his own. This is why they have shown him on a bull. They have even placed a bull in temples. That is called complete ignorance. The Father is explaining to you children, you spirits, that one is Shiva, the Father of spirits. He has many names, but it is because of his having many names that people have become confused. In fact, his name is Shiva. It is in Bharat that they celebrate the birthday of Shiva. He is incorporeal Baba. He comes and purifies the impure ones. Some call this one the lucky chariot, Bhagirath, and some call him the bull, Nandigan. Only the Father tells you which lucky chariot he comes in. I enter the body of Brahma. I make Bharat into heaven through Brahma. All of you people of Bharat know that it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. All of you children of Bharat belonged to the original eternal deity religion. You were residents of heaven. When I came 5,000 years ago, I made all of you into the masters of Sato Pradhan heaven. You then definitely had to take rebirth. The Father tells you everything directly. When you celebrate the birthday of Shiva, you say that it is the 90th birthday of Shiva and that it is 90 years since Baba first came from 1936 to 2026. Together with this, there is also the incarnation of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. They don't show the birthday of Trimurti Brahma. It is essential to show this because Baba says, I am once again carrying out this establishment through Brahma. I continue to create Brahmins. Therefore, there is the birthday of Brahma and also of those who belong to the Brahmin clan. I tell you that you will then become the masters of the land of Vishnu. Only by having remembrance of the Father will your alloy be removed. Although the ancient yoga of Bharat is well known, no one knows who taught it. He himself says, O children, remember your father. You receive your inheritance from me. I am your father. I come every cycle. I come and change you from humans into deities because you were deities and you then became impure by taking 84 births. You are following the dictates of Ravan. By following God's directions, you become the masters of heaven. Baba says, I also came in the previous cycle. Whatever has happened will continue to take place every cycle. The Father will come and enter this one again. He will liberate this Dada. He will then have all of you sustained. You understand that only you were in the Golden Age. It is only we people of Bharat who have to take 84 births. At first, you were full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. All of you were number wise, the king, queen, and subjects. Not everyone can become a king. The father explains, you take 8 births in the Golden Age, 12 births in the Silver Age. Understand how you have played your parts in this way. You first played your parts in the Sun Dynasty Kingdom and then in the Moon Dynasty. You then went on to the path of sin and continued to come down. You took 63 births. It is the people of Bharat who take the full 84 births. None of those of other religions take this many births. It has been 500 years since Guru Nanak existed. He must have had approximately 12 to 14 births. This calculation is made. Christians would take about 60 births in 2,000 years. There continues to be growth. And they continue to take rebirth. Use your intellects to think about how only you take 84 births. You now have to become Satur Pradhan again. Whatever has passed, it was in the drama. Whatever has been created in the drama, it will repeat. Baba takes you into the unlimited history. You have continued to take rebirth. You have now completed your 84 births. The Father has now reminded you again that your home is the land of peace. What is the form of a soul? A point. It is as though there is a tree of points there. There is a number-wise tree of souls. You come down number-wise. The Supreme Soul is also a point. It isn't that he has such a big oval form. The Father says, you become my children. Therefore, I make you into the masters of heaven. First you come and belong to me, and then I teach you. You say, Baba, I belong to you. You also have to study at the same time. As soon as you belong to me, your study starts. Baba says, this is your last birth. Become as pure as a lotus flower. Children made this promise, Baba, I will never become impure, and I will claim my inheritance from you. We have been impure for 63 births. This is the story of 84 births. Baba comes and tells you everything, just as a physical father tells you and makes it very easy. That one is the unlimited father. He comes and speaks to you, spirit, saying, "Child, child." People celebrate the night of Shiva, Shivratri. It is day for half a cycle and night for half a cycle. It is now the confluence of the end of the night and the beginning of the day. When it was the golden age in Bharat, it was the day. The golden and silver ages are said to be the day of Brahma. You are Brahmins, are you not? You Brahmins understand that your night is now coming to an end. Devotion is now Tamopradhan. People continue to stumble to every door and continue to worship everyone. They even perform worship at a T-junction of a road. They even worship the bodies of human beings. Sannyasis say of themselves, "Shivoham, I am Shiva." And they sit down somewhere, and then women go and worship them. Baba is very experienced. Baba says, "I also did a lot of worshipping, but I had none of this knowledge at that time. I used to offer fruit and milk to human beings. That too was deception. However, it will all happen again. The protector of the devotees is God, because all are unhappy." The father explains, "Since the copper age, you have been adopting gurus and have continued to come down on the path of devotion. Even now, sages continue to make spiritual endeavor." The father says, "I uplift them too. You receive salvation at the confluence age, and you then take 84 births. The father is called the ocean of knowledge, the seed of the human world tree, the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. He is never destroyed. He has this knowledge in him. He is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love. Therefore, you definitely have to receive your inheritance from him. You children are now receiving your inheritance from him. He is Shiva Baba. That one is Baba, and this one is also your father. Shiva Baba teaches you through Brahma, and this is why you are called Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. There are so many BKs. They say we receive our inheritance from our grandfather. You children say that Baba is making you into the residents of heaven from the residents of hell." He says, "O children, constantly remember me alone, and the burden of sins on your heads will be burnt away. You will then become Satopradhan. You were pure gold and real diamonds. Both souls and their bodies were Satopradhan. Souls go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. Therefore, souls also receive Tamoguni bodies." The father advises you, "Children, remember me. You call out to me, 'O purifier, come.' The ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat is very well known. I am now teaching you to have yoga with me, because by doing that, the alloy in you will be burnt away. The more you remember me, the more the alloy will be removed. The main thing is remembrance. The Father has given you this knowledge. In the Golden Age, kings, queens, and subjects are all pure, whereas now they're all impure. The Father says, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. This one is called the Lucky Chariot. This one studies and claims number one. Everyone becomes number wise, but there is the one main name. The Father has explained to you children the significance of 84 births very well. You belong to the original eternal deity religion, not the Hindu religion. You belonged to the elevated religion, and you performed elevated actions. Then, when Ravan came into existence, you became corrupt in your religion and your actions. You felt too ashamed to call yourselves deities, and that was why you were given the names Hindus. In fact, you originally belonged to the original eternal deity religion. You have taken 84 births and have become impure. The cycle of 84 births is for the people of Bharat. Everyone has to return home. You all go first, just like a procession. Shivbaba is called the bridegroom. At this time, you brides are dirty and tamopradan. Therefore, he will make you beautiful and take you back home. He will purify you souls and take you back home. He is called the liberator and the guide. The unlimited Father takes you back home. What is his name? Shiv Baba. A name is given to the body, but God's name is just Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have subtle bodies. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. He is just called Shiv Baba. Children say, O Mother and Father, we have become your children. Others continue to call out because they don't know him. If someone were to know him, there's no knowing what would happen. The sapling of the deity tree is now being planted. It takes 84 births to change from a diamond to a shell. Then the cycle begins anew. The history and geography of the world will repeat. The Father explains that you have taken the full 84 births. It cannot be 8.4 million births. That is a big mistake. Because of believing there to be 8.4 million births, they have said that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. That is a complete lie. Bharat is now a land of falsehood. You were constantly happy in that land of truth. At this time, you are receiving your inheritance for 21 births. Everything depends on your efforts. You can claim whatever status you want in the kingdom. There is no question of magic, etc. in this. Yes, you definitely do change from humans into deities, and that is good magic, is it not? You understand that you become Baba's children in a second. Every cycle, Baba makes you into the masters of heaven. You have been wandering around for half a cycle, and yet not one of you has become a resident of heaven. The Father comes and makes you children worthy There truly was the Mahabharata war, and you were taught Raja Yoga. Shiva Baba says, I, not Christ, come and teach you. It is now the end of your many births. Don't become confused. You are residents of Bharat. Your religion is one that gives a lot of happiness. Those of other religions cannot go to paradise. This drama is eternally predestined. You cannot ask when it was created. It has no end. The history and geography of the world repeat. This is the small confluence age. Brahmins are the top knot. The Father is making you Brahmins into deities. Therefore, you definitely have to become the children of Brahma. You receive your inheritance from your grandfather. How can you receive this inheritance until you consider yourselves to be BKs? Nevertheless, when you hear even a little of this knowledge, you become part of the ordinary subject. Everyone definitely has to go there. Shiva Baba is establishing the Brahmin deity and warrior religions through Brahma. There is no scripture apart from the Gita. The Gita is the scripture of the most elevated deity religion through which three religions are established. Brahmins are created here. It is here that you become deities. Acham. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhakjara. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Udharana 1. Understand that everyone's part is fixed and remain constantly carefree. That which is predestined is taking place. Therefore, remain unshakable about the drama. 2. Claim your full inheritance from the Father in this short confluence age. Remove the alloy from yourself with the power of remembrance and make yourself into a diamond from a shell. Become worthy of becoming part of the sapling of this sweet tree. Blessing. May you be a detached observer and constantly stay lost in remembrance of the One Father, and thereby make your stage constant and stable. Such test papers are now to come that you would never have even thought of or dreamt of. However, let your behavior be as though you are watching a limited drama play as a detached observer. Whether it is a tragedy or a comedy, it won't make any difference. In the same way, someone may have an entertaining part, and another loving soul may have a serious part. Watch each one's part as a detached observer, and keep your stage constant and stable. However, you can only have such a stage when you are constantly lost in remembrance of the One Father. Slogan, fix, nischit, your fortune with determined faith, nischay, and you will remain constantly carefree, nischint. Avyak signal, make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Before you do anything, have the faith that your victory is already guaranteed and that you have been victorious over many cycles. Since you have been victorious over many cycles and have been threaded in the rosary of victory, then you just have to repeat that now. You simply have to repeat the actions that are predestined. This is why they are said to be predestined. They are predestined, and you are now repeating them once again and fulfilling the saying, doing that which is predestined. Om Shanti.